It's Friday, October 25th, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. The Electoral Commission has confirmed that the final production of ballot papers, which commenced this past Tuesday in Johannesburg, is proceeding as planned. ECN spokesperson Devet Siluka indicated that political party officials are closely monitoring the printing process.
The Commission is pleased to confirm that all 21 political parties and 15 presidential candidates contesting the election have officially signed of the ballot papers. Following the successful verification and signing of the production and printing of the final ballot papers commenced, the printing process is progressing as scheduled. Upon completion, the Commission will issue further public updates.
The Labour, Industrialisation and Employment Creation Ministry has ordered Zhongmei Engineering Group to cease construction activities at the ZMTR9 Airport Road Construction Project following a fatal accident on October 23, which resulted in the death of a male general worker. Inspections revealed that the employer failed to investigate and address workplace hazards, leading to increased risks for employees. Executive Director in the Ministry, Lydia Indombo.
The Ministry of Labour conducted an inspection and has observed serious unsafe working practices that were in contravention with the occupational health and safety regulation. The stoppage directive remains in force until the employer implements recommended corrective measures, which have to be approved as correct by the labor inspector prior to resumption of such construction work activities. The Ministry of Labor is busy preparing a preliminary report for the attention of the Prosecutor General to decide on this matter.
The Good Party in South Africa demands a zero-tolerance approach regarding United States artist Chris Brown's entry into South Africa. They urged the country's Home Affairs Minister, Leon Schreiber, to declare him undesirable given his criminal conviction for assaulting Rihanna, which has resulted in bans from the United Kingdom, Canada, and potential refusals in Australia and New Zealand. The party's Caden Argyll urges the government to take action that aligns with its commitment to fighting gender-based violence.
South Africa, with its extreme level of gender-based violence, is rolling out the red carpet for Brown to perform at two concerts in Johannesburg in December. South Africa's Immigration Act provides that a person with previous criminal convictions without the option of a fine for conduct which would be an offence in the Republic is undesirable.
A helicopter crash in Nigeria claimed the lives of at least three people on Thursday while en route to an offshore oil production facility, according to the state-owned NNPC. Reuters says the helicopter, operated by East Winds Aviation, lost contact during its flight from Port Harcourt to the Anton Floating Production Storage and Offloading Facility. The aircraft was carrying eight individuals, including six passengers and two crew members. To the Americas, where a caravan of 2,000 migrants is making its way to the U.S.-Mexican border, hoping to arrive before the U.S. elections. Many say they fear what asylum changes could come under a new president. On the ground for us and now reporting is Tony Waterman.
Many of the migrants have been stuck in the southern Mexican city of Tapachula, waiting for U.S. visa appointments. Some say they want to reach the U.S. before a new president can be sworn in and possibly shut down the asylum process completely. Former President Donald Trump has vowed mass deportations if reelected, while Vice President Kamala Harris has embraced new restrictions. Immigration is a top issue for voters this November, and change could be coming regardless of who is elected president. Tony Waterman, Texas.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.